Recorded Books and RB Digital present Judge Dredd, Year One by Al Ewing, Matthew Smith, and Michael Carroll. Narrated by Jordan Harold. This program includes City Fathers by Matthew Smith, The Cold Light of Day by Michael Carroll, and Wear Iron by Al Ewing. First, an introduction by Thog the Mighty. Borog Thung, Earthlets. Every character has their early years. James Bond, Sherlock Holmes, Indiana Jones, even a cloned future cop like Judge Joe Dredd. We've seen the young cadet that would become old Stonyface in John Wagner and Carlos Esquerra's flashback epic Origins, and we picked up the judge's career around 2100 AD when the strip first started way back in Prog 2. But anything in between, from graduation in 2079 through to becoming a fully-fledged street judge, has been pieced together from fleeting references in various stories. His relationship with his corrupt clone brother Rico, his contemporaries from the class of 79, all played their part in forming the man who would be Dredd. But it's an era of his life that's been rarely seen. So what was Dredd like in 2080, his first year on the streets of the Big Meg? Fresh out of the Academy of Law, he was arguably a bigger stickler for the rulebook than the old man we know today. Rather than the nervous bumbling of other fictional noobs, Dredd Jr. has 15 years of training in the hardest school on Earth behind him. He has no doubts, no qualms in what he does. Enforcing the law is what he's been created for. But what's interesting is looking at the character with the benefit of hindsight, an aspect that the three writers in this Zarjazz collection take full advantage of. Two of the novellas here, City Fathers by Matthew Smith and The Cold Light of Day by Michael Carroll, were originally published as e-books, but are making their print debut alongside a Skrotnik all-new story, Wear Iron, by Al Ewing. All three reference megacity history and Dredd's place within it, sometimes seizing on a piece of continuity, the Megacity 5000 race, for example, first mentioned in Prog 40, and spinning a new tale from it. Not unexpectedly, Rico features heavily, these stories taking place between the brothers' competitive time at the Academy and Rico's fall from grace, and the interesting dynamic between the two allows for some candid insights into Dredd's inner character, and perhaps the humanity that he tries so hard to suppress in a bid to be the judge he feels he should be, and to honor the legacy of his clone father, Eustace Fargo. Enjoy, Terrans, these snapshots from the beginning of the legend that would be Megacity One's greatest lawman. Splundig the Thrig. Thog the Mighty. And now, City Fathers by Matthew Smith. Megacity One. 2080 AD. Chapter 1. I think we can rule out suicide.
How so?
You're standing on his pancreas. Dredd glanced down at his feet and the sticky brown-red smear beneath his boot. He grunted an apology and stepped back closer to the door. Part of the organ came with him, leaving a thin trail across the carpet. He felt awkward and impatient at a crime scene. Surplus to requirements, perhaps. After the initial adrenaline rush of discovering the body, there was little he could do but wait for the med and tech teams to finish their work, and he was finding it difficult knowing where to place himself. He slid to one side as a pair of auxiliaries squeezed through with a stretcher. It was doubly hard with the room sprayed as it was with viscera. There seemingly wasn't a surface or item of furniture that hadn't been spattered by the contents of the victim's gut, his torso sliced open from gullet to navel. He was sitting back in his chair by the window, waxy and stiff like a hollowed-out anatomist's model, the gore fanning around him. It had dried dark and textured on the walls and ceiling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?